You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Superstar. We have a superstar with us, guys.
Oh, please. You're the superstar. And I just, you know, I'm a little star too, and we love to team up, and I have the best time with you. So, okay, star.
Before we get back into Tom and Ariana, we have so much more to talk about.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it? All of the, any remaining Behind the Velvet Rope listeners that were still not sure about your appearances here several times a week, even though we're a year into this, let me tell you, your rant on this podcast with me about Miss Shaw has won you many, many new favorite people. People love your rant. I don't think I said a word. For everyone who thinks I interrupt Sarah after you're done sucking my dick, I don't think I interrupted you for like 9 minutes. You went on a rant against Miss Shaw a few weeks ago.
Well, follow me on Instagram because I just lost a whole boatload of followers by sharing a Cochrane Research article that masks are very ineffective against COVID. So I lost a whole bunch of followers. So at the Sarah Fraser Show on Instagram, I would love for you to follow me because I just lost a ton of followers. So yeah, thanks.
Well, I think you might gain them because people loved your, I was like, oh, I guess she did go. I guess I'm so angry and screaming here all the time that I guess it was nice to have you do it. Feel free to do a rant anytime. Take the heat off me, girl.
Well, all I said, it's you know, I think the rant, because I've ranted about Jen Shaw after, especially after we interviewed Penny Puckett. People should go back and listen. It's on both of our platforms. Penny was a victim of Jen Shaw's. She's in her late 60s, early 70s, and she wanted to reinvent. She has an Etsy shop where she makes kind of like blankets for children or like for your car seat, you know, to keep kids warm, especially if you live in a place where it's cold. And she had signed up for all of Jen's things, to build a website, to learn how to sell. She really thought that she could make she and her husband some extra money. Instead, they ended up having to sell their home to even survive and live. And she gave Jen Shaw, paid for these phony services, $40,000, and has only retrieved $13,000. And to this day, has never heard from Jen. Stewart, the other guy who was the front man that ripped her off, has never heard from Better Business Bureau with an apology, and never heard from anybody. And this woman is the kindest woman. Said if Jen Shaw reached out to her, she wouldn't even know what to say because she feels like Jen's a big celebrity. I think Jen Shaw's full of shit. I said this. It drives me insane that the Chrisleys and Jen Shaw use religion. You know, they all sit there and coach praise and all this bullshit. These guys are longtime con artists. This is not a, I was trying to steal to, you know, feed my family. I was in a really bad way. My mother is dying of cancer. I had to get this money, so I participated in this scheme. These people are long-time scammers, and they come on here to good people like yourselves listening, and they try to use things like the Quran and the Bible and say, oh, you know, I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to repent. Bullshit. If you wanted that, you'd be out here. The Chrisleys to this day feel like they're falsely prosecuted. Give me a fucking really? Break. You never filed taxes for 4 years. And the what do you think? You're going to fuck with the IRS and they're not going to come with you, you dipshit? And they blame it on everybody. Oh, you know, we're being wrongly prosecuted. Everybody over the age of 18 knows you do one thing every year. You file your fucking taxes. You never mess with the IRS. It's the basic one. Don't get me started. Here you go again. You got me fired up. I can't stand these people because we all fall in love with them. Tom Girardi should be in jail. I don't give a shit if he's got dementia and cancer of the foot. That asshole should be in some sort of state regulated prison where he is fine. You can put him in a dementia ward for jail. But
you know
that is
also not going to go to jail
bullshit.
Is Ron Jeremy, the porn star.
Well, he ought to be in jail too, that rapist. They ought to all be.
He diddled with some girls, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that motherfucker, I don't give a shit if you don't have 3 brain cells left. You know,
lock them up, she says. Lock them up.
Don't even get me started. I'd fry them too. They ought to be, maybe not. I don't know.
I'm not opposed to that.
Some people deserve the death penalty. Sorry. You know, I mean, here we go.
I don't disagree with you. I have way more conservative views than people think I do, just because I'm like, you know, a card carrying member of the gay community, which I am. I mean, I do. I'm like as gay as they come. And I am very socially liberal, but I'm not, you know, I'm not opposed to the death penalty myself. So there you go. Bring on the hate, people.
Here we go.
But you know what? There you go. This isn't a political podcast, right. But I do want to say, hey, hate us. We're giving you more reasons. I'm just shocked that your part of your rant is not, I say, you know, 60,000 for year one, 120 for year two, guys. I always put year three in the threes. I think Ms. Shaw got a bonus for all. You see that her salary's four yes. something for year three. 400 and something thousand, guys.
$483,000, something like $34,000, $35,000 per episode. That's pretty good.
I think she got a book because normally year three is in the threes. It's like 340 is normally what you get.
I mean, we're fine. The only reason we're hearing about this, the actual truth, is because, of course, she's had to file all kinds of court documents because, thank God, they are going to demand, they're saying $9 million in restitution, which I don't think she'll ever be able to come up with. But terrific. Her wages will be garnered for the next 25
years. But she's
not
earning it anymore, right? There's no salary for year four. The gig is over.
Yes. But but the restitution, you know this. I mean, she's going to write a book, I'm sure. She may try to get other specials. She teamed up with her lawyer and did that YouTube special. Oh, I don't know if she got any money from that, but I'm assuming she probably got reduced legal fee. He probably knocked $30,000 off, you know, in legal fees or something. So she doesn't have to pay that.
It's all a mess. But you know what? Tom and Ariana is still what's keeping people up. We left so many stones unturned. Last time we were just scratching upon how and why. Look, I mean, I was saying that I think, you know, maybe Tom's, you know, just one of those narcissists and needs that constant. Look, if you really are that type of personality, you will always be single. You will always be breaking up with someone and going because your insides are not whole. You'll always go for that adoration. And, you know, look, do I think, I mean, there's a lot of people saying Raquel did it for, well, her career. Like, when you think of Vanderpump Rules, you think of Stassi and Jax, whether they're there or not. Second, you kind of think of the Toms, Tom and Tom, maybe Katie. But Tom is up there in the Vanderpump, if this is such a thing, hierarchy. And Raquel is really a newbie. She's not in her first season, but we all know Raquel's name now, right? All around the world. So, could she have done this for her reality TV career?
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah.
It's an interesting move because, I don't know, do you want to get into the leaked PR plan? And you had said this on the last episode, but what's odd is Tom and Raquel don't seem, I don't know though, I got to say, there's been a lot of pictures, you know, because everybody goes way back and brings up all these photos. They kind of look flirty together. They kind of actually look like a cute couple a little bit. I know people are like 100% Team Ariana, and I get that. But they looked a little flirty, like together for a while. So, but it's odd they didn't seem to just be united. I think everyone saying the PR play should have been, we're in love. Sorry, we couldn't keep our hands off each other.
It started there, right? Like at one point.
Did it?
And look,
I haven't heard
again,
that.
You're listening. Well, I mean, for a minute, like, and everyone, again, we're like, this is like a week later, so who knows now? But at this moment, for a minute, there were rumors like they're really in love. And that's the interesting thing to me is like, look, this happens all the time. Look at like MGK and Megan Fox. Now, they've hit a bit of a rough patch. I will give you that. According to you on a very recent show about a month ago, you've revealed to us that Mr. MGK has had some very, was left when he was a young. See, I
yes.
listened to you when you speak, girlfriend.
Oh, that interview was so good. Yes. He's had a right? lot of and childhood so, trauma, poor thing. Yes.
I mean, if he needs any comfort, he could come right over here. I am willing. Justin Bieber, MGK. I would take a Shawn Mendes, throw him in there. Any of those need some comfort. But yeah, so my point is, look at them. And she left Brian Austin Green. And now that's, but so there was this narrative for a minute. Like if, I mean, 6 months, like if they're in love. And then I thought, God, wouldn't that be so interesting? Because like, look, you see all the time, I don't want to get married, I don't want to have kids. And then someone breaks up and they're in with someone else for a month and they're like ready to have, right? Well, like look at Chrishell from Selling Sunset, the best reality show that ever existed. Jason Oppenheim, her boss, who she's also was sleeping with at the time, best show ever. He broke up with her because she wants children. And Jason, like me, is a man about the world of a certain financial statute or stature is the right word. I'm a horrible lawyer. I don't even know how to use the English. And he likes living his, he doesn't want to have children. He just wants to sure. enjoy his financial success. And I'm like, Jason Oppenheim and I are very similar. So he broke up because he loved Chrishell and she wanted children. And now she's dating G Flip. And I don't know if the two of these lovely ladies are going to have a child together, but it doesn't seem like there's any talk of any children anymore. They're out at the red carpets every night. So you never know. But I think it'd be interesting if like all of a sudden Tom proposed and there was a wedding, although Ariana is really the one that pretty much didn't want that type of stuff. So if Tom really wanted that, and Raquel also, just FYI, was engaged to James Kennedy. They weren't just dating. They were engaged. They broke off the engagement. So I don't know. I just thought for a minute they were talking that, but yes. Now they did share, I know their PR person.
Okay.
Because you know, when Rin on EJ and their PRs that I had to break it down for you and Nikki was involved in Paris. It's Adam at Garage PR. I'm going to keep all my opinions to myself on this man, okay. all of them. Because like, you know, they say if you don't have anything nice to say, you don't say it out. So I'm going to keep my opinions. But yeah, I mean, if you are in love and it's an aligned thing, Raquel would have kept the same PR, right? Like you share the same PR and they make one joint statement and all is kumbaya. The fact that she fired, because Adam is loyal to Tom. I know this for a fact, you know, this. So you fire this person, now you have this new PR and all of a sudden, right, the statement is kind of like what? That they're going to paint Raquel as like she was, James Kennedy abused her verbally because James did talk down to her and treat her like a child. And she was at her weakest moment. And of course, she turned to the 10-year senior guy and just he worked his narcissistic charms and made him her fall for him.
Is that's what they're supposedly going to spin. She's the victim in all of this, was really going through a hard time. She know, you know, I guess a lot of people think it's a bad move because she doesn't, at least in the leaked alleged PR plan, she never admits fault. She basically just, yeah, exactly, paints herself as the victim. And Tom preyed on everything that was going on in her life. I don't know. Interesting, you know, but to your point, what other move does she have if they are not in love? Like, you know, could, I'm just playing devil's advocate right. here. Could the victim thing be true? Like, is that the truth?
It could be. I mean, look, Kim calls Teresa Miss Teresa Giudice. She calls her every week on the Patreon. She calls her Forrest Gump, as in not the smartest. You know, that's
oh
what, no, really,
God.
That is what Kim calls.
So, offensive.
Well, that's what you're missing, girl, by not being on our Patreon. So look, do I think Raquel is the sharpest tool in the shed? I mean, not the sharpest. No offense. We all have different intelligent levels. So yeah, I mean, I could see that being a thing. I think Tom likes that wounded bird type of personality. I think it fills his like, you know, there is something about him. Jax went and got married and has a child. And we can get into that. How did Jax turn out to be not the TV villain? And like, you know, like Tom likes, listen, you and I'm not going to reveal where you live because you don't like when I do that on air.
Thanks.
You and I live in the Los Angeles. We go out in West Hollywood in the scene. So you know the type that will never. Now I'm right there. So I mean, I'm giving myself my own. You know the type that needs to, but I don't need to go out every night. You know that needs to go out and feel like the big man on campus. So I think that is Sandoval. Like I don't think he's the settling down type. Look at what's his face, Leonardo DiCaprio. He don't seem to be settling down anytime soon.
Sweetie, he's 50 if he's a day, and he's out at every nightclub. I mean, I just, you know, I think it's so acceptable. I love seeing older women now dating younger men. You know, I had high hopes for MILF Manor, although I don't think it's ever returning.
I had high hopes, girl.
Me too. I had high hopes. I was like, this show is so much potential. Brilliant. But it's so bad. Anyway, so I don't know what other card she has to play. And I'm just like, maybe the victim thing is the truth because I don't think they're in love. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 5-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU You Natural on Amazon and use code Frasier20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code Frasier, FRASER20, Frasier20.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time. Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I don't think they're in love. I think if they think they're in love, that, like, well, also you have to understand there's certain people that, you know, you blow up your life, right? Like, if you really deep down don't feel you deserve happiness, you yes. subconsciously, I mean, literally, this is why I'm not in therapy.
I've been this person. Yes.
Right. Because I'm best friends with Bethany Frankel, and her and I know it all. So let me explain the psyche of Tom. This is how it works. And this is like, you know, that person, right? Like, that you blow up your own life. Like, it's more like, let's get to the bottom of this. What was so wrong with Ariana? Like, you weren't like, I don't understand. This isn't going to solve anything. Like, this isn't, I mean, are you in love? I agree with you. I don't see it. So why did you blow up your life? Like, what is it about you that you feel just eternal happiness wasn't in the cards here?
Great point. I would love to know. I want to hear Tom, more of Tom's psyche. You know, my guess is, I think with like long time affairs like this happen, you know, the relationship's been over for a long time. It's just, I have read that Tom could never find the right time to break up with her. That's a lame excuse. You know, at the end of the day.
Sorry, girl. I was too busy with the most extras.
Yeah. You know, you can always find time. But he said, you know, she had all kinds of things going on in her life and he didn't really want to set her off and all those things. But I'm just curious, all these people criticizing Raquel's PR plan. Like, what plan would you give her? I mean, I guess coming clean might be, I think she probably does need to come clean and just own it. Like, we did this. I will never be friends with Ariana again, ever, or probably anyone in her circle. And I'm at peace with that, or I'm not at peace with that. That's something I'm going to have to work through. But I did this because I'm also in a bad place. And Tom had offered me this, you know, Tom just became my really close friend. We shared the same experience. To me, I mean, I think people are going to hate her either way now anyway. So I would just say the truth. That's why I tend to think the truth is she feels like she's a little bit of a victim and they're not really in love. They were just having hot sex. But the whole story is so weird to me. And then did you see this video that's come out at Sheena's wedding where Raquel was allegedly making out with Nima from Shaws of Sunset? Did you see that?
I didn't see the video. I heard that they were doing that.
I saw a picture. And so to me, it's like, I don't know, Raquel is kind of looking for love in all the wrong places here. You know,
She came into the group dating DJ James Kennedy. So, I mean, I don't know what's more wrong with that. Love you, James. But I mean, you know, James isn't exactly rolling out a red carpet. That's not exactly the guy you want to, you know,
right,
have a baby with. She is looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, the other thing is, look, I mean, does it, and how can I say this respectfully, does it even matter? I mean, again, I think really at the time, the most hated woman in Bravo history, I think at the time, was Erica Jane. And now, not only did that go away last season by Lisa Rinna, I mean, Erica is now planning a Vegas show, which we're going, FYI.
I can't wait. You know, FYI. I love my EJ. Well, you know, there are rumors. There's a lot of rumors that the women want EJ gone now, too, because EJ is friends with Rinna. They feel like EJ is probably feeding Rinna still a lot of information. And now we know that Rinna and Kyle are on the outs. You know, Kyle did an Amazon Live. Kyle said, a viewer fan asked, you know, what's the status with Rinna? And she said, Rinna and I are not close. We're not in a good place, basically over Kathy. And this, I think, was so telling. Kyle, when she found out that Rinna was not going to be on the next season, texted her So if they were that close, I mean, you know, if you and I were on a reality show together for years and then, you know, and we were so-called friends and you weren't on the show, I like Tamara and Vicky, I would call you and be like, or if I was leaving the show or been fired,
yeah.
I would have called you and said, hey, I'm, you know, I just got off the phone with Bravo or whatever. They called me 2 days ago and I'm not going to be back on. Like, you know, and your friends would be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. You know, I mean, you know, so they're not close. They're not close. And I wouldn't be surprised if they are trying to gang up on EJ. Our girl Garcelle, who I love, has been doing a lot of interviews. I mean, there's no love lost. They all hate Rena. They want Rena gone. Rena is gone. And I think EJ's the next target. You don't have Diana. Who do you have on EJ's side? Maybe Kyle. But EJ is not, you know, EJ doesn't get on with Kathy, you know, like, so I think it's a great time for Erica to relaunch this live show in Vegas. To me, Erica is a person, she is an entertainer through and through. I mean, I could see her having a Vegas residency for 3 to 4 years. I really could. Like, maybe it's not Britney Spears size, but she could play a small venue in Caesar's Palace for like 3 years, I think, and sell out most weekends.
Yes, times 10 to literally every single thing you just said. I have no corrections. I have no notes. I have no nothing.
Thank you.
It's like my good friend, Catherine Edwards from Beverly Hills. What it's like my good friend, Kim D from New Jersey says.
I love both women.
They're not really friends. None of these, she says, none of these people are friends. There are exceptions, sure. But the majority, which is why Vanderpump is so real, because it is true people that hang out when the cameras are off all year, 365 days. Right, like Kyle and Rinna, as Catherine always says, they're not really deep friends. Now, it seems that Rinna and EJ have developed a real friendship. Now, we'll see if that lasts for the next 10 years. It might. Listen, Erica Jane and Lisa Rinna are very similar in that they are very, very loyal people it's a very small circle. Erica's not loyal to anyone but herself, pretty much, except one or two others. And same thing with Rinna. But I do believe it's like a real friendship. But as Catherine says, like, the majority of these people are not friends. Kyle wouldn't have anything to do with Kyle is friends with Teddy. That's real. But she wouldn't even have, probably lose touch with Dorit if she wasn't on the damn show. So I agree with you. And I think they're coming for Erica. And yeah, I agree with everything you said. I also agree, right, we're not going to have a huge stadium. But Pat the Puss, I mean, if there is a woman that was ever made for fucking Vegas, her name is Erica Jane. I mean, that show should not be on. That should have never been on the tour when it was on tour. It was great. I went like fucking 4 nights, that fucking great show. That is a Vegas show. Right, you go to your concierge. Okay, so this one sold out tonight. That one sold out. Oh, great, I'll do Erica Jane. The gays will line up. The girls will line up. The horny old men will line up.
They've all seen, right? And I think you're going to at Miss Darby's upcoming drag show. But I mean, they've seen the success. Luann, look at Luann. Even though Luann and Sonia are getting this E! Show, there is no legacy show. We can talk about that because everything you said about Jill Zarin has come out to be true. They've seen, look at Luann. Luann's cabaret can carry on without Luann ever being on another show. Luann has made her name. EJ is infamous now, you know, and as we still have years to go with Tom's legal stuff, you know, I think it's so smart. Girlfriend should do another season. Maybe she gets one more season after this on RHOBH. Maybe.
You think they'll fire her?
I don't know. She's pretty, I think she has job security this season, next season. After that, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine now Beverly Hills, but you know, you say this about everyone. You can't imagine Beverly Hills without Rinna, LVP. They all leave. I mean, look at Vanderpump Rules. I mean, I know you say that people still like think of Jax and Stassi, but the truth is now I'm like, you don't even miss Jax and Stassi, you know, like with everything that's going on. It's like, but it benefits Jax and Stassi. Like, they did their part, but I don't know anymore. You know, I could guess either way with her.
Well, this is the thing though about Raquel is like, you know, to your point about, I mean, Like, so they've now picked cameras back up. So, which is now the trend. We'll talk about Drew and Ralph in a second with RHOA, but like, I do feel this is different. Like the group was more mixed before when Tom slept, you know, when Jack slept with Kristen. I mean, that involved best friends. And I mean, Raquel really is on the outs. Like none of the girls want anything to do with her, but I'm sorry, she's not getting fired from the show next season. So this is now not real life. Like you are going to have to find some way to deal with this. You're going to be in scenes with her. I don't think right now with the cameras picked back up, but going forward, she is going to be on the show. She's gonna, I mean, they're not getting rid of her now. So if you did sleep with this man for your reality TV career, good move on your part.
Yeah,
sure.
But what do you say? What do you say to our own Brandy Glanville, who was on your show? Brandy says with these shows, if you don't have a friend, you're not on the show. Which that's the problem for Erica Jane is who's Erica's real friend now? She doesn't have one. So how long does that last? It's interesting. What I think is interesting with Raquel is like, Raquel must not be a very good person because everyone is turned against her. Like, if Raquel was really a genuine, sweet person, I think somebody would probably say, look, this, I'm disappointed that she did this. But, you know, she is my friend and, you know, she's going through a lot. But, like, I haven't heard anybody say that. So that kind of leads me to believe, like, maybe Raquel did all this just for fame.
They're all so close to Ariana. But here's the thing, at least with Erica, I mean, I can tell you this is back in the day when no one would film with, you know, the Queen of New Jersey, Love or Hate, or Teresa Giudice. You know, there were times where no one spoke to her. We don't know who the new girls are on Beverly Hills. They'll make sure Erica has a friend for now. Look, I don't think Erica's like a lifer. I do think, yes, they'll have to do her dirty the season they like they did Rinna, and eventually her time will be over. But yeah, not this season, not next season. But I think they'll just hire a damn friend for Erica Jane and figure out who's going to be. I mean, that's what, you know, they'll just, and probably the same for if nobody is speaking to Raquel, nobody. And that goes for the guys. I mean, I guess Schwartz will speak to her, but none of the girls, and certainly not DJ James Kennedy, because he is in a he's just, I don't know, like, just because she said she wouldn't suck your dick, James, you broke up with her, you have a new girlfriend, why are you so outraged about this? But he is stirring the pot. So I mean, yes, I think Schwartz and Tom are maybe the only two that, but I think eventually they'll have to hire some new waitress. They'll be like, girl, you're hired and now go work at the front desk and, you know, seat people, and you're going to be Raquel's friend. They're going to do it. Trust me. They're not letting Raquel go at this point. But to your point, right, I don't think they're in love. I mean, I heard that was out there. I mean, let's talk about the like trend though, that they, I mean, the show is airing and now they picked cameras back up. That's like almost hard. It's happened in New Jersey with Teresa and Joe in Italy, but it hardly ever has happened. Maybe this is a new trend.
I think it is. I think it's the evolution of television, which is, I wouldn't be shocked if there is some degree of now filming 365 days a year if you're on these shows, because, you know, they're missing out. You know this. It all comes down to money, right? And they're seeing us, meaning, you know, podcasters, bloggers, YouTubers, you know, they're benefiting from the breaking news or interviews. And I think that these networks want a piece of that too. They don't want to wait 4 to 5 months because then it's old news. Yeah, you get some more detail, but really when you think about it, this past season with Erica, we kind of knew everything that was going on. You know, she and Tom had divorced, divorcing, whatever, you know, everything that was playing out, like all her lawsuits, we already knew everything about it. Can you imagine if they'd had more cameras up, like the day she'd been served with another one, and we see her like...
We did. It was called 2 years ago, and it was great. Same with Lisa Hochstein's divorce on Miami. You get so lucky with both of those. I had all the Miami girls on. They said, yeah, like this was insane. We would go to work and read a headline about Lenny. Think about it. That's what we had with Erica 2 years ago. That was that crazy season.
Yeah, that was really good.